Right now at Honda, find your kind of value with a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models. There's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.
You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, I'm Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the weekly Batuta News Bulletin, brought to you by Australia's favourite chocky bicky, Tim Tam. Grab some Tim Tams for the chance to snag a golden Tim Tam packet and win one of three wishes worth $100,000. Here are the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper. First up this week, and in our home state of Queensland, an ecstatic Anastasia Palaszczuk has revealed that continued coral bleaching on the Great Barrier Reef is nearly at a point where coal ships would be able to crush their way through to the central Queensland coast with enough momentum. Speaking to the media this week, the Queensland Premier said the current bleaching episode is great news for the proposed Adani mega mine in the Galilee Basin. Although the mine has drawn a huge amount of criticism from all over, Palaszczuk says she's much more concerned about the current political climate than she is about the climate. Palaszczuk said,
"If we don't blindly promise 1,400 jobs for the next 60 years in some fuckhole town that no one is ever going to live in anyway, Pauline will win every seat in Queensland. I'm sorry, but when put up against my job, salary and political legacy, the reef isn't that important."
Elsewhere around the nation, and there is some shocking news for residents of the harbour city of Sydney. From next year, meandering through the streets of downtown Sydney at your own leisurely pace could land you in the grave, with a new controversial program announced that will see slow walkers in the CBD executed. In a trial program supervised by the New South Wales Productivity Commission, Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced this week that people who annoy others by walking slowly down the footpath run the risk of having their heads turned inside out by a sniper's bullet. The lifeless corpses will be left in the street to warn others of the fate that befalls them should they become spatially unaware of others. Family members are encouraged to retrieve the body once the smell becomes too pungent for the surrounding businesses to put up with. Nicole Kostetsky from the Flight Path District commented on our story, saying she hopes they extend the trial to people that sit 20 kilometres under the speed limit in a single lane, but speed up to 10 kilometres over the speed limit when an overtaking lane finally pops up. Still down in Sydney now, and a bearded Newtown local has developed diabetes after a tangerine-infused hibiscus pale ale bender this week. Figgy DeMarco Olsen is believed to have drunk upwards of four long necks of the pale ale, called the Hungry Leper, whilst watching a Nick Cave cover band perform at the Pokey Free Petersham Bowls Club. Speaking from atop his milk crate modelled bed frame and mattress this morning after the diagnosis, Figgy says he's upset that he might have to start drinking mass-produced beer now, instead of some fruity sludge brewed out of a 40-gallon drum in someone's terrace house.
It's either that or a vodka-lime soda like some sort of bra boy.
Internationally this week, and the reporters found that Kanye West should probably shut the fuck up. This comes after a week and a half of him carrying on like an idiot on Twitter and saying pointlessly controversial things in an attempt to make himself look like an edgy contrarian to other political pop culture icons. Following on from his pro-Trump, anti-guns political contradictions this week, the report was announced after Kanye took it a step further and questioned the self-motivation of American slaves. West told a tabloid that,
"When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice."
Back home now, and a thrifty local student revealed to The Advocate this week that $30 can actually stretch quite far at Coles or Woolies if you know how to use the self-service checkout properly. William McQuaid explained that the trick is just manipulating the self-service checkout. He said,
"Yeah, it's pretty fucking easy, mate. Avocados? I just weigh them as unwashed potatoes. Steak? Jam that shit into a mushroom bag and put it through as brown onions."
When we asked the 21-year-old about whether he saw it as petty theft, he told us that he has some moral justification. McQuaid said,
"Mate, I grew up out bush. Coles fucking rip off farmers every day of the year, and I'm just getting some back. It's not like I'm thieving from Antonio's little fruit store or anything. These big supermarket chains are pricks. Plus the cunts pay fuck-all tax as well. This is the William tax."
Mike Mazzedal from the French Quarter commented on our story, saying that he always confuses roasted almonds for those really, really small unwashed potatoes. and a former politician from WA named Troy Buswell, who fell from grace rather unceremoniously, also left a comment.
Buy kilo prawn, kilo Devon. Switch labels in a quiet place. Kick Devon under the shelf. Scan a sickly bowel cancer meat. Quickly leave and eat prawns by a shade of a coolabah tree.
In other news around Batuta, and an inner-city millennial content writer who had the exact same accent as Malcolm Turnbull before he started integrating African-American vernacular into his day-to-day vocabulary, has penned a 450-word article discussing how he always felt uneasy about the recently controversial Simpsons character Apu. The young, privately educated white male explained that he always had a problem with the character Apu during the 15 years he spent laughing at him growing up. This follows a recent documentary, The Problem with Apu, which focuses on the character Apu Nahasa Pima Petalon, an Indian immigrant in the wildly popular animated sitcom The Simpsons, who for a period was the only figure of South Asian heritage to appear regularly on mainstream US television. The film explores encounters with negative stereotypes, racial microaggressions and slurs against people of Indian and South Asian heritage disseminated through the character. Taking offence, the 27-year-old full-time stay-at-home son said to our reporters,
"As a proud ally of the plight of South Asians in America, I just want to say that The Simpsons should be banned from television. Let's just get over it. There's so much funnier stuff on television, like have you ever seen Rick or Morty or something?"
And in the sporting world, we sat down with a 37-year-old NRL footballer tossing up whether to retire from the game or take up a 3-year contract with the Gold Coast Titans. After a storied career as a 300-game NRL journeyman, Kenneth Conkley is even a bit too concussion-riddled for the Super League or French rugby, but a 3-year contract with the Gold Coast Titans is still very much on the table. Kenneth currently has several other offers to work as either a pokey rep for Aristocrat, a real estate agent for Ray White, a gig at the Titans, or if things really get desperate, Channel 7. And even better, after 19 years in the NRL, apart from playing with Wigan in 2009, Kenneth was lucky enough to have played a full half of Origin football in his late 20s, meaning that he also can speak at corporate lunches for the remainder of his career. We'll keep you updated on the decision Kenneth makes. Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered, and unwavering regional news. And make sure you grab a packet of Tim Tams to be in the running to find the golden Tim Tam pack and win 3 wishes worth $100,000. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.
Right now at Honda, find your kind of value. With a low finance rate offer on selected Civic hatch and sedan models, there's never been a better time to get into a Civic. So talk to your local dealer and let's help you into a Honda today. T's and C's apply. Ends August 31st. See website for details.